Mr. McIntosh and Republican lawmakers said Mr. Trump's largely conservative record had made it easier to remain loyal, noting his tax cuts, deregulation, and judicial appointments. Lawmakers not seeking re-election are often the most candid about the slavish devotion Mr. Trump engenders with voters and the pressure it puts on them. Public officials need to be held accountable, and I don't think any governmental system works well with blind loyalty without reason, said Representative Francis Rooney of Florida, who announced his intention to retire early this year after criticizing Mr. Trump for his conduct with Ukraine and suffering an immediate backlash. Mr. Rooney ultimately voted against impeachment, but told colleagues he felt uneasy about it. Recalling an appearance on a Florida television station afterward, Mr. Rooney said, "They interviewed me after the vote, and then they interviewed one of these Cape Coral Republican ladies, and she said, 'Well, it's about time they came around to realize it's a big media hoax.' How do you argue with that? How do you reason with that?" Many of the Republicans who may have considered impeaching Mr. Trump are gone. They were part of a 40-seat loss the party had in the House last year, which deprived the caucus of many of its most independent figures and left it more supportive of the president than ever. So, why is there no introspection within the party after the midterms about the damage Mr. Trump did to Republican candidates, particularly in the suburbs? If you go to any Republican event, you're going to find more people at that event than ever before, Mr. Trott said. And every single one of them, to a person, will be all in for President Trump. They'll all have Make America Great Again hats on, and they'll be saying what a tremendous president he is. Mr. Trott recounted one of his most vivid memories of his time serving with Mr. Trump. It was the day in 2017 when House Republicans voted to repeal the ACA and celebrated afterward at the White House. Mr. Trott was one of the first lawmakers to enter the Oval Office after the Rose Garden celebration, and he stood behind the president's desk when Mr. Trump pulled out a sheet of paper. He already had a list of 20 people who had voted against him 2 hours earlier, he recalled.